Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Say, the Easter holiday is coming up. I think in the next week or two, we'll probably focus in on some of the big proteins that are typical for that. But we wanted to reach out to one of our sponsors who is a fantastic partner of the Grillin' Guys. And it's Andy Hevemeyer, and he's from the Wealthy Street and Hall Street Bakeries. Hey, Andy, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Well, what's on the specials list for Easter? What are you doing that people need to find out about in time?
Yeah, so we do our famous challah rolls that we do every holiday. So those are always a hit every year. It's kind of like even better Hawaiian, like a Hawaiian roll. It's a challah bread, which is an egg-based bread, and it's a little bit sweet. But those we do every holiday, and we sell hundreds of dozens of those.
Well, put down 104 dozen, because I want some too.
Yeah, no, they're legit, and especially with some leftover Easter ham. If you're gonna do a ham, man, that's living right there.
Yeah, ooh, sounds good, really good. Now, is it a dense roll? Is it light and fluffy? What's that look like?
They're pretty dense, actually. It's a pretty dense egg-based bread. It's a traditional Jewish bread that we do, but in a roll form.
Nice. You talk about dense. You're talking to the Grillin' Guys. We get that.
Yeah, I relate. I relate. Yeah.
I knew I was talking to the right guys. we also do hot cross buns.
Oh.
Which are a big thing. I mean, yes. I guess I didn't really know about it until I started working here, but I guess I was in the minority on that for my entire life. But those are like smaller sweetened bread rolls with dried currants in them, and then a frosting cross on the top.
Ooh.
And so yeah, it's kind of like along with dinner, or even could be dessert. But they're
that's really
crazy.
Old school. I haven't heard anybody offering those in I don't know how long.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd that's
always
good
known
to know.
The, like the child's the kids song, but I never knew that was actually a real thing until I started working here. But yeah, they're good. It's like I said, a sweetened roll, kind of cinnamony, kind of cardamom stuff, and then I have dried currants in there, and then a frosting cross across the top.
Do you know the origin of those?
I have no clue.
Yeah. I do. Hall Street, Wealthy Street Bakery. That's where they're
made. No. Yeah. No, I'm just curious because he said cardamom, and that's an unusual spice. It comes, I mean, it's used much in the Scandinavian countries. So I was curious if that was like some sort of, famous Swedish or Danish thing or something.
Know.
Danish.
There you go. Yeah, he's probably got some of those too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You know what they call Danish rolls? You know what they call Danish rolls in Denmark?
Here we go.
Croissant.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess I can sacrifice like 1 hour a week to baking history, I guess, so I'm in the know next time.
Oh, we could do a whole new segment.
You know what, Andy? Just make it up as you go along. Nobody's going to know the difference, brother.
I'm sure your listeners would love like an hour expose on the origins of hot cross buns.
Right. You know what? I've always just heard that as a description for my wife. So, I mean, you can use it. It has a lot of different definitions. But
yeah. So, besides that, we'll have all of our normal breads and baked goods and stuff like that. You can place your order online or in-store or give us a call. Also, we're doing a couple of stocking stuffers, or not stocking stuffers, I guess they'd be basket stuffers this time of year. We're doing 4 packs of macaroons, which are, these things are good.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
Our pastry chef knows what she's doing, and they are fantastic.
Now, how'd you pick macaroons? Is that a traditional Easter thing?
No, it's just something that we can color the right way, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like it can look Eastery.
And they're wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, they are. These ones we do are legit.
Way better for you than jelly beans.
So, Andy, let's go to the back end of the meal. Not hot cross buns, but rather dessert. And tell me, what did you have for dessert for the Easter holiday?
So we'll be doing some of our bars for the holiday. Mm. We do fancy cupcakes for Easter. So they're like decorated with like a peep looking thing, like a little duck or
chick.
We have, egg nests, which have little eggs inside, and the frosting made to look like a nest. We do little carrots on our carrot cake ones. So those are beautiful. And we sell a ton of those cupcakes.
You know, you might go interactive with that. You could have like a really cool, display, and you could go down to Tractor Supply. They have live chicks.
We'll do a one buy one, get one. Right.
Right. Yeah. Ship a live chick with every cupcake. Right. Yeah. That's the gift that keeps giving right there, baby.
Yeah, and watch the calamity ensue at Easter dinner.
Hey, so, Andy, where can people find you if they don't know?
Yeah, so our Hall Street location is on the corner of Hall and Fuller in Grand Rapids, and that's the Hall Street Bakery. And the Wealthy Street Bakery, which has been around for 24 years now, is 610 Wealthy, which is between College and Eastern.
Right.
Okay, let me break this down or maybe set the scene a little bit for people who have still never been in either one of your facilities. I traditionally go to the Wealthy Street because that was the first one I ever went into, and I was smitten. I was struck as a foodie. And you know, the cool thing about your facilities is, I believe, it's just my perception of watching the people in there, is that the people that go there are 100% pure, whacked out foodies. They are so into having just the right thing because they've already been disappointed at so many other places. And are you going to pay just a little bit more? Maybe. Is it noticeable? No. No, not at all. It's going to be cheaper than $5, which is all freezer food.
Right. So one of the favorite...
Which is my nomenclature
right,
for Right.
One
Starbucks.
Of my favorite things on your menu is you have a breakfast croissant.
Oh, yeah.
And it's cooked in their brick oven where they make their pizzas. And you're going to wait 7-8 minutes for this sandwich. But it's every bit worth it. Because
our breakfast sandwiches are legit. And
you
give
actually...
You guys a little teaser. I mean... You guys are going to be the first to know this, but coming in the next couple of weeks, we're doing buttermilk biscuits, too, for all of our breakfast sandwiches.
Ooh. Wow. You actually package those and distribute them, too.
What was that?
Those breakfast croissants. I've seen those in your Hall Street wrappers after they're, you know, cooled off or whatever.
Yeah.
I've seen them in your wrappers at different places and purchased them.
Oh yeah. We supply to Kingma's and then a couple other coffee shops around town too. But yeah, we're always looking for a few new wholesale opportunities. Another thing that we do we do all the time, but it's especially good for these holidays is we have a super wide variety of gluten-free items. So
nice.
If you have that, I won't call them weird, but if you have that one aunt who's vegan and gluten-free and this and that and this and whatever. We always have something for them as well.
All right, Andy, we're out of time, brother, but thanks so much for picking up the phone and taking a break from your busy schedule. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
See ya.